Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this is the show that's dedicated 110%, maybe 112% some days, to small businesses. Those folks who make it happen in the marketplace. Those people who actually, in the aggregate, small businesses in America represent really the largest economy on the planet. And you've heard me do the math on that before. And this show is dedicated to all that you do and to helping you get better at it. And one of the ways we do that is by bringing you really smart people. By introducing you to some really smart people on a lot of different topics, a lot of different subjects, experts like our new friend, Mark LaLiberté. Mark is the president of Building Knowledge, and he's here to talk to us about the structures that we live in, that we work in, that we use to leverage our companies. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Well, it's really nice to be here. Like you said, the small business is such an important and vital part of this country, so it's wonderful you do this.
Well, and you're a small business owner.
Yes, sir, I always have been, actually.
So you're my hero, too, just like all these other folks. Mark, the small businesses they have an interesting relationship with their property, with their real estate. And I'm leaving their homes out of it for the moment, and just to talk about the buildings that they have, their offices, their factories, their warehouses, et cetera, their farms for that matter. And that is this: over the life of the business that they found, they accumulate real estate, and quite often, at the end of their career, the real estate could very well be worth more than the business that's inside of it. It happens all the time. Yes, and so it's very important that we attend to the structures as much as we attend to the business inside. And that's what you're here to talk to us about. What's your best advice for us today?
Well, that's such a great point, Jim. And I think that if we look at things like these buildings as truly the investments that we make oftentimes in other things, sometimes we look at them simply as a place that we occupy and run our business. But if business owners are fortunate enough in some cases to own the building or build a building, which is often what happens, businesses grow and they're able to build their new building or their new business facility sometimes. If they can do that with the intent, as you mentioned, of making sure it's solidly built, very well done, so that when they do go to sell it, it has great value, it is appreciated with the real estate of the local economy. And so one of the things that we advocate is that regardless of where you build in the country and where you do these kind of things, that you look at quality materials just as you look at quality things for the business. And I think that selecting materials that hold up over time, that manage weather, that really are built well, and I think that that's kind of a critical component to make sure that that's part of it, as well as the energy efficiency side.
Well, you know, let's make the assumption that everybody's going to try to build a building that doesn't fall in, that stays erect and everything. It needs to withstand the elements, of course. But we all know, or at least I know, Mark, and I'm sure you do too, that, you know, a door to an appraiser is a door. A roof to an appraiser is a roof. Obviously, if it needs replacing, if it's got half of its life, if it's a shingle roof or something like that, you know, they might discount that a little bit. Basically, an appraiser is not going to give you any extra. If you put a solid gold door up, they're not going to give you any extra credit for that on the appraisal. It's just a door. But you hit on something a minute ago. As small business owners, we need to make sure that our buildings are as low maintenance as possible and as high in energy efficiency as possible, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I think you hit that perfectly. I mean, we all live in areas that have storm potentials and tough weather, whether it doesn't have to be along the hurricane belt. It can be all across the Midwest, what we're seeing in other marketplaces in terms of the flooding that's happening.
There are tornadoes in all 50 states sometime.
That's right. I mean, I'm from Minnesota.
Well, except for Hawaii, of course.
Right. And I think Santa Barbara missed one month, so I think that's about it. But I think that, it's again, the quality material thing is something that still has to do with the durability of the building. For example, what we've learned from the hurricanes and the Hurricane Andrew and Hurricane Ivan and Katrina, we realized that we went back, which is what we're all supposed to learn from. You know, engineering groups go back and look at what failed and says, okay, if that failed, how do we improve it the next time? And we learned that, for example, things like plywood outperformed OSB, the regular sheathing that we sometimes type C. And so we looked at how
which basically kind of dissolves in certain circumstances.
Yeah, it just can't hold up as well. And what they learned is that how they fastened it, you know, they were using staples instead of nails. So they went back and said, so if we use plywood and we actually nail it properly, will it hold up? And they found out that it's had substantial improvements so that the second time the hurricane comes through, the roofs stay on, which for any business owner, once the top falls off and you've got rain pouring in, we've got a whole bunch of problems from our records to everything else. The other thing is that as you see up in the north, whole northeast with the rains, we know that the gypsum that's on the wall, now that stuff has paper facing on it. And we've learned
talking about what some people call sheetrock or drywall.
Yeah. Right, drywall. And on the drywall side, we know that that product is sandwiched between two layers of paper. Well, when they've gone back and looked at places that were flooded or places that had a lot of water, that's where they found the mold growing.
Right.
So companies have come up with what they call paperless gypsum. So it's a drywall with a non-paper facing on it, and it's available anywhere. And it's such a great attribute to making sure a building that we know, okay, it's going to get wet, the rain might come, but let's make sure that when it does get wet, it dries out. And
it's not, organic. It starts out non-organic.
That's exactly right. And so there's been a lot of things that have been learned from how do we look at storms and how do we make them better. And then finally on the energy side, like you'd mentioned, you know, it's such an important thing nowadays that those expenses that we incur every month, that we can manage them as best we can. Sometimes as business people, we write that energy thing, just it's whatever it is. And I think there's a lot of things about lighting, using compact fluorescence, about providing important insulation. Some of us forget that load of energy on our building could be substantial. So every time we make an investment in the energy efficiency of our business, it makes a substantial direct return on our bottom line because it's a fee you don't send to the utility. So I think those are things that we sometimes miss. It's the one thing you can grab onto and hold with all the other things missing. You could try to work on that one.
Right. You know, when I built a house in the 70s when we were having the energy crisis, and you know, I said, you know what? I think I can afford to build this house, but I'm pretty sure I can't afford to heat it.
That's right.
And so I set about doing some things that made it very, very energy efficient. And they got to, and I built it to a point. I did build it, and I could afford it, and I actually could afford to heat it and cool it. And it was because I took extra steps to, you know, to fill every corner and to do some advanced things to make sure it was energy efficient.
Well, look at that. Now you were forward thinking in the late 70s. When you look at today, though, if you looked at what you pay and what that's worth, if somebody came up to you and said, well, why should I buy this house? And you'd say, take a look at these fuel bills. And they'd go, you know what? That's worth more money to me, to a buyer, even if, as you mentioned, maybe the
absolutely.
Buyer
doesn't notice it. More and more that's part of the decision. Yeah, I wasn't being really smart. I was trying to make it work financially. I was motivated to save a bunch of money. When we come
that's
back, we're going to talk about that attitude for your small business property. 20 after. We'll be right back with Mark LaLiberté. It's 7, no, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Passingame. You'd think as many times as I do this, I'd learn how to tell time, wouldn't you? 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Passingame with the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. So many of you have, thousands and thousands and thousands of you have already this month, and we're having a record month, and you're not only coming, you're staying and using the site to your advantage, and I'm so happy about that, and I hope you'll continue to use it, and I know it's being helpful to you or you wouldn't be coming back. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog that's there. You can use it, or we'll send it to you, either one, or you can come to our site and use it. The newsletter comes by email every Sunday afternoon, and so thank you to all of you who've been subscribing and who've been writing us all those nice notes. Mark LaLiberté is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a building scientist. His company is Building Knowledge. And we need to thank Georgia Pacific, I think, Mark, for making you available to us today.
Well, that's very true. They really have done a pretty remarkable job of trying to just be an advocate for education information. They actually created a website. It was gpweatherbuilt.com to help people learn about what the past storms and weather events have done and how we've learned from it. So that's a pretty generous idea that they've done that. And actually, they're one of the largest privately held companies. So they're really it's an amazing place.
gpweatherbuilt.com.
That's correct.
So check that out, folks. You can go there and get some more information. Your website is what,
just,
Mark?
Oh, I just buildingbetterhomes.com. That's
buildingbetterhomes.com. All right. Yeah. Well, we're always trying to introduce our audience to people who can help them do a better job, be more efficient, save money, put more money on the bottom line, and keep some of this precious capital in our businesses so we can hire more people and grow our businesses. And the less we give to the energy companies, Mark, the better off we are. How do we do that? How do we, you know, a lot of people are listening right now thinking, okay, Blasting Game, you guys are talking about new buildings. What about the one I got right now? How do I make it stronger and more energy efficient?
Well, you know, that's such a great question because it probably is the lion's share of what it is that we deal with. And I think sometimes we, you know, we spend more money maintaining our car than we do maintaining our buildings and homes. And I think one of the things is, you know, as business owners, walking around the building and, that we're in our business and say, okay, does it look weathertight? I mean, sometimes we repair the caulking around our bathtub, but we forget to put the caulking around the building. And business owners walk around and say, are the windows still intact? Are there any shingles or roofing materials that have failed? And those are the ones that cost us significantly. Let's say we have a water leak that gets into our roof or our wall. Suddenly having that come back and replaced is thousands and thousands of dollars that we never planned on as an expense. So some of the basic maintenance things of walk around the building, put your weather glasses on and kind of look around on the outside. Okay, how's it doing for that? As you move on the inside, do the same thing. Say, okay, my lighting, how inefficient is my lighting? Do I have compact fluorescence? Do I have the most efficient appliances? You know, sometimes we provide a place for our employees to have like a little kitchen area. As we replace a refrigerator, do it with an Energy Star appliance. And those are all things. Energy Star, for example, is that federal program under EnergyStar.gov is a place where people can go and say, you know, why don't I buy everything I buy be Energy Star rated? It's 30% more efficient in using electricity.
That's what it has to do to be qualified as an Energy Star product?
That's right, and some of them are even more efficient. Everything from refrigerators to washer and dryers to everything.
So their appliances, what about lighting and things like that?
Lighting is the same thing, yeah. And lighting is spectacular if you think about it, Jim. I mean, the normal lights that we use for incandescent lights can be just only a few percent efficient, but the compact fluorescents can last longer.
What's a compact fluorescent?
It's a lot. You can buy them in any store, in any of the hardware
stores.
Are
these the ones that look like curly fries?
They were, but now they've changed them a lot. Now they look like a regular bulb almost. They've found a way to say,
I've got some of those. They encase the curly fries in a piece of glass.
That's right. That's exactly what they did. They just hid it from us, which makes us feel better.
There you go. Well, if you look real hard, you can actually see it inside, but that's okay.
Those are
a lot more energy efficient. They put off less heat.
Less heat, and they last longer. So if you looked at that combination, somebody might say, well, not in my office. I'd like a regular light, but all the hallway lighting, all the factory lighting, all the outside lighting lasts up to 10 years for a bulb in some cases.
Yeah.
And what a tremendous investment for us.
Well, absolutely. And every penny that we can save in those kinds of things, you know, typically we think of those kinds of expenses as not putting any real money on the bottom line because, you know, it's not like an investment in a new motor that'll make more product or whatever. But if we don't have to replace it for 10 years, that saves us money.
Well, that's absolutely right, and I think that sometimes when people look, if they really would take the time to say, look at my gas bill, look at my electric bill, and say, you know, could I cut that in half? And sometimes we forget, for small businesses, they can be tens of thousands of dollars in some cases. So even if it's a couple thousand dollars, what if you cut that down in half? Where would you go find an extra $500 in margin? So
how do we add new insulation to an existing building? What about that?
Well, that's a possibility, too. Sometimes whether we insulate it above the drop ceiling space in our office spaces, whether we look at how the walls have been insulated as we add new space, make sure it's done well, use high-performance windows. If the windows are bad and they come back in, say, hey, let's put a really great window in. The air conditioning load will be smaller. Those are all tremendous benefits that we can provide that when the building uses less energy, it's more comfortable, our workers are more productive. Those are all really important strategies to keeping people happy. And lastly, it's about air quality. Make sure that we have fresh, healthy air for the occupants and the people that are working. That keeps them more alert and less coffee. See?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can say maybe you can save a fortune on coffee, right? Give us that website again, Mark.
That's gpweatherbilt.com.
gpweatherbilt.com. And what do we find with it? What do we find when we get there?
Well, you're going to find stuff about weather and information about how we can do a better job of learning from past weather challenges and how to use better plywood and better gypsum.
Hey, thank you for being here, Mark. I enjoyed visiting with you, and we'll get you back again another day.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a great pleasure, and thanks for the hard work you do.
Thanks. Mark LaLiberte, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, right back with Steve Mariotti. We're going to talk about some young entrepreneurs right after these messages. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.